This week's Parsha, we read about the marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka and their struggle with infertility. The Gemara asks, "Bipnei hoyav aseinu akarim." What is the reason that our avos were infertile? Why were they incapable of having children? After all, our avos and emois were tzaddikim. Why did they have to struggle through the pain and aggravation of being childless? And the Gemara gives a very cryptic answer. "Bipnei shakadosh baruch hu misaveh l'tfilasim shel tzaddikim." Because Hashem desires and yearns for the prayers of the righteous. At first glance, this answer seems very harsh, very perplexing. It's actually counterintuitive. Just because they are righteous, is that reason to make them suffer? On the contrary, Hashem should answer them without any prayers. And the answer gives us a tremendous insight of why it seems that sometimes our tefillahs are not being answered. The Mefarshim explain that at times the Ribbono Shel'olam will withhold his kindness and his blessings from a person, not because he wants to punish them, but rather because he craves and yearns to have a relationship with that person. The word tefillah means attaching and connecting. When Naftali was born, Rachel Amenu said, "Naftule lekim neftalti." Neftalti, I have become attached to my sister. Tefillah is from the word neftalti. Prayer is the mechanism to where a person can develop an attachment and a connection to Hashem. That is why the Hebrew word for prayer is not lavakesh, to request, but tefillah, to connect. For example, when you send your son to a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, you should never give an unlimited credit card, because you'll never hear from him again. But rather, give him a debit card with a very limited balance on it. Not because you want to withhold money from him, not because you don't love him, but on the contrary, because you value that connection and relationship with him. Therefore, when the account needs replenishing, at least then, you are assured he will call out to you. In examining the pasuk describing Yitzchak's tefillah, we find a very strange expression. The Torah says, "Ve'etar Yitzchak." The more common word for tefillah is Vispalil, or Shava, or Tzaka. Why the uncommon Vayetar? Reb Shimshon Pinkus explains that the expression Itar is when one pleads and beseeches Hashem in prayer. They're relentless, they're persistent, they keep on davening over and over again. That is what Yitzchak was doing. But why do we continue to badger Hashem for our needs when we wouldn't appreciate it if it was done to us? No one likes to be pestered and bothered. And besides, Hashem already knows what's best for us. And if he said no, then obviously, that is what's most beneficial for us. So why do we continue to daven? Why are we continuing to harass the Ribbono Shel Olam? So Rav Pinkus says something fascinating. When it comes to the human realm, it's all about the end result. So if you ask a friend for something, and the answer is no, there's no point in asking again. He's just being annoying. However, when it comes to asking from Hashem, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. When Hashem initially told you no, that doesn't mean that he doesn't want to give it to you. It doesn't mean that he doesn't want you to ask again. On the contrary, he wants you to continue to daven so that you can strengthen your connection and relationship with him. And that is precisely what happened with Yitzchak. And when Rivka finally conceived, the pasuk says, "Ve'yeser lo Hashem." Hashem allowed himself to be entreated by Yitzchak because he wanted Yitzchak to develop a close relationship with him. So he invited Yitzchak to badger him and implore him with tefillah. And that persistence, that tenacity, is what ultimately led Hashem to answer his tefillahs. About 50 years ago, shortly after the Yom Kippur War, a military cemetery was dedicated in Eretz Yisrael. During the ceremony, numerous dignitaries from all sectors of society delivered speeches. Nearly all of the speakers were secular, as was the audience. They all spoke about the brave soldiers who gave their lives to defend the country. And they were extolling the virtue and the power of the IDF and the soldiers serving in the army. The last speaker was the only representative of the Haredi community, the well-known Maggid, Rav Shapsi Yehuda Levitch. He gets up to the podium and he says, "Indeed, every word said about the soldiers are true." And you're all probably thinking, "And what did the yeshiva bacharim, those draft dodgers, do for the country during the war?" And the secular audience smiled. Rav Shapsi said, "Let me tell you an amazing story. At the beginning of the war, the military summoned the heads of all the Chevra Kadisha, and they had a meeting. They told them, prepare 80,000 kavarim, 80,000 burial plots, and 80,000 sets of tachrichim. That is how many soldiers we predict will fall in battle. In the end, only 2,700 soldiers were killed in the war. It is 2,700 too many, but it's still a far cry from 80,000. That is what the bacharim and yeshiva accomplished with their learning and davening. That is what they contributed towards the war." We hear stories every day, and it's sad and tragic. But every one of our tefillahs is another bomb we send up to the heavens, and one that our soldiers will not have to dodge. Every act of chesed is another rocket that did not reach its destination. So keep on launching. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.